Let's begin. Imagine a long straight line of light coming down through the top of your head, through your spine, down through your sit bones, through the chair beneath you, and down into the floor and into the earth. Feel your feet below your knees. If they're not below your knees, you can adjust yourself gently. Feel your sit bones directly below your spine. Feel your head just floating on top of your spine. Very gently, you can sway right and left over your sit bones, just so you can feel where you're off center and when you are really on your center. And gently allow yourself to come to rest, again, directly over your sit bones. And again, feel the beam of light coming down through the top of your head, through your body and down into the earth, rooting you. The whole earth is supporting you. This column of light connects you with the entire earth. Let your mind go to your fingers and just notice if you're still clenching your hands at all. There may be some residual tension from the day. It can be helpful to exaggerate the tension in order to notice it and release it. So let's squeeze our hands, form a tight fist, squeeze hard. When you exhale, just let them release. And just notice if your fingers stretch out a little bit further than before. Let's do it one more time. Make a fist and squeeze. And this time you can squeeze your biceps, all the muscles of your arms. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. And release. You can gently just shimmy your shoulders forward and back, forward and back. You can let your head follow a little bit. You don't need to hold. Just releasing the accumulated tensions of the day. And as you inhale now, you may notice that your back presses up a bit more against the back of the chair. Or if you're away from the back of the chair, in any way swells up like a balloon a little more easily. Just like a balloon expands in all directions at once, so should your lungs. You find that your belly is not expanding, or your chest is not expanding, or your back, or the sides. It's only because you are holding them. And we are safe here, and we have no reason to hold. So let's let our lungs just expand in all directions. In A Course in Miracles workbook lesson 20, we make a commitment to ourselves to try to see Christ's vision. That doesn't mean a vision of Christ, but rather the same vision of the world that Christ has. We want to see in the same way that he sees. Ordinarily, we see with our judgmental mind, with our physical eyes, and it's very hard to just snap our fingers and switch. So we try to ground ourselves and quiet our minds just so we can begin. So let's make a commitment to ourselves and to one another here tonight to try to see without judgment. Even if we don't know exactly what that means, let's just commit to beginning to explore that idea. I like to start by looking at myself. There are so many ways I know that I judge myself. And in this exercise, I like to do my best to put those aside. And one way we can do that is to just picture one point of light inside us. Let's just start with that. One little spot that's shining and perfect. Never mind the rest yet. So let's just picture one point of light inside our hearts. Even though it's just one point, it shines out in all directions. Allow yourself to feel the warmth of it. Feel how reassuring it is to know that no matter how black everything else may seem, there is this one point of light. Let's nurture this. This light is who we truly are. So let's just imagine that this light is growing, that this acknowledgement of it is feeding it and allowing it to expand and strengthen. It's like we are feeding a fire. This light is growing into a ball of light inside us. Wherever this light illuminates, all shadows disappear. Coldness is replaced with warmth, doubt with certainty. When we observe this light, we don't need to think anything else. It just feels right. And since it feels right, let's allow it to grow more. It wants to grow. Let's allow this light to fill our entire bodies. Feel the light greeting your fingers and toes. Feel your scalp. How amazing, how miraculous to be a being made of light. Nothing can happen to this light. It shines forever. In fact, this light extends far beyond our skin. If we allow our mind's eye to open and look outward, we see that this light is extending in all directions. We are surrounded with light. All that we can see is light. And this light is alive. Alive with loving thought. There is no other embrace so loving, so perfect, so reassuring as the embrace of this light. It's like we are in God's womb. All this light wants to do is to extend itself and acknowledge and love light itself. Everyone in this room is a part of this light. We are experiencing this together. We are experiencing this light with the entire world. It is the world. This loving, dancing, omnipresent light is what we see when we see with Christ's vision. You see a world that is perfectly safe, perfectly accepting of us, perfectly beautiful. Perfectly at peace. And yet alive. We are completely free. Free to dance, free to play, free to acknowledge and respond. It's a stillness, but not a frozen stillness. It's one of infinite possibility. By meeting one another in this light, we can share our innermost selves with one another in complete safety. For our mutual enjoyment, we can allow ourselves to be surprised, to be filled up, filled with inspiration. We can hear the Holy Spirit's voice so clearly. That means the voice of unconditional love that speaks to us and guides us. It's a limitless wellspring of inspiration, of creativity, of love. And we can share it with whoever we meet, anytime, anywhere. There is no circumstance that can get in the way. No situation, no encounter, nothing that can dim this light. This is our eternal home. We cannot be other than what we are. Our practice is to use each moment to remember and re-experience this moment. So when our eyes are open, when we are talking to other people, when we are meeting people, we are doing our work, when we are eating, cleaning, preparing for bed, we are in this light. We see each of those moments and experiences as opportunities to practice seeing this light, feeling this light, feeling this uninhibited, this sure of ourselves, this free to be who we really are. So now I would just like to ask you to imagine one person, whoever comes to mind, and imagine that person here in the light with you. And that person's eyes are filled with love, filled with acceptance of you, of this moment, and so are yours. Everything comes out free and easy. Because both of you are in the light. Both of you know that there is only the light, and the light cannot be threatened. And nothing other than the light exists. And here, together, we experience the peace of God. Slowly put your head down, and in your own time, open your eyes. And in your mind, just to say hello to all these shining spirits in the room with you.